Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. And I'm excited today. I'm typically excited, but I guess I'm more excited today because I have my beautiful daughter, Hannah, with us. It's been a while, Hannah.
Yeah, it's really so good to be back. It was a bit long of a break, but I so enjoy just hearing from so many different people, pastors, missionaries, fellow ministry friends, and just hearing so many different perspectives. It's really been a blessing, but of course it's such a blessing to be back as well. And I'm excited to chat with you about the word.
And that's a good thought, Hannah, that, you know, hearing from different perspectives, it's not that the Bible has different interpretations, but we're different people,
right,
with
exactly.
different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting
naturally,
those
naturally, you're going to get different, yeah, perspectives. Like you said.
Applications.
Yeah. Different applications. That was a better word. Yeah.
I love it. So today, my friends, if you've been following the podcast, we're at the end of chapter 4. Jesus has just been rejected in his own hometown of Nazareth. And because of that, he's made the 2, maybe 3-day journey from Nazareth to Capernaum, probably a 2-day journey. I've actually done that walk. It's an amazing walk in Israel. But Capernaum now becomes the headquarters of his ministry there on the northern part of the Sea of Galilee. And the Bible says in verse 38, and he arose out of the synagogue. So remember, my friends, he just preached in the synagogue as one that had authority, cast out the demon. People are beginning to take notice of the ministry of Jesus. So he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and it besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers, just means different kinds of diseases, brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. So that's the last part of Luke chapter 4, a little bit of a bigger section than we typically normally read. But Hannah, just give me your knee-jerk reaction to those verses.
Oh, wow. I'd say the first thing that sticks out to me in the first section, the first two verses, 38 and 39, when Jesus goes to Simon Peter's house and heals his mother-in-law. Something that I didn't really pay attention to before, not only did Jesus heal her, but she immediately regained her strength. I mean, whenever someone gets over their sickness, I mean, it's like, it still takes time to
There's a recuperative
yeah,
process.
Exactly. So she immediately started ministering to others. So that, stuck out to me in the first couple of verses. And then another thing I'd say that stuck out to me, like a major thing that stuck out to me, was Jesus having his alone time with God. I mean, even Jesus being, I mean, even he's part man, part God, we know that, but even he spent time, alone time with God. And if Jesus is spending alone time with God, I mean, how much more do I need to spend alone time with him as well, you know?
No, that's a great thought. And back to your first point there at the first two verses. So Jesus enters into the house of Simon Peter. Now, remember, Simon has not been formally called yet. He's not been told by the Lord, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Right. Now, Peter knows the Lord. And if you study your Bible chronology, I teach on the chronology of the life of Jesus in a course at our college. And in that course, what we do is we take the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we collate them. So we shuffle them together and then regurgitate it chronologically. So if you were to do that, take Luke right now, bring in what we know from Matthew and Mark and John, and what you'll know is that Jesus already knew Peter because Andrew found Peter months ago. And then Peter and Andrew and James and John and Philip and Nathaniel had spent time with Jesus already down in Judea. They were with him in Samaria when he made his way back up through. So it wasn't that Jesus didn't know Simon yet. He did. He entered into Simon's house right there in Capernaum is the implication. And there he healed Simon's mother-in-law. If you were to go to Israel today, so Hannah, you've been with me to this very city of Capernaum, right next to the synagogue is what they repute to be Peter's house. And then you could disagree, is this actually Peter's house? And but there are some evidences to the fact that it could be, one of which is they found graffiti, Christian graffiti that dates back to the first few centuries. It would be logical that a church would be founded in the house of Simon. So there are some clues, maybe not strong clues, as to the fact that Peter lived right there near the synagogue and Jesus went right into that house. The point is not what if, or what could be. The point is Jesus loved people. Jesus healed this woman. And immediately, with the newfound strength she found, she received from the Lord, she served him. So I love that point. But that's not where the healing ended. Because the passage says in verse 40, if you're following along, and when the sun was setting. So this would typically be a time when people would be retiring in an agricultural society. Remember, there's no electricity. People are going to bed earlier. They're getting up with the sunrise. So the sun is setting. All they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. So I know we kind of just read over that verse, but boy, the amount of time that that must have taken.
All that care.
For Jesus to deal with every single one of them individually, he took that time. And we know that Jesus had limitations, humanly speaking, as all human beings do. We're limited by time and space. But isn't it interesting that he took the time for every single individual?
And put his own desires and needs aside. I mean, I'm sure he was exhausted. You know, like you said, all that time it took for each person and the human side of him is just...
And that's a side of Jesus that you don't really consider, the fact that he did get tired.
He felt what we feel all the time.
He did get hungry.
Right.
He did have the emotions and the setbacks that way by our human frailties that we have, and yet without sin. So Jesus not only healed Peter's mother-in-law, but he also healed the number of people that came. And I find it very instructive that as Jesus healed these people, some of whom were possessed of devils, the Bible says the devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, "Thou art Christ." So Christ in the New Testament is the New Testament counterpart to the Old Testament word Messiah. So Christ, sometimes we treat it just like as another name for Jesus. It's not. Christ is a title. So these devils correctly identified who Jesus was, the Messiah. Even though many others in that day were not ready to confess him as such. They knew exactly who he was. And that really leads me to another thought, Hannah, and that is, do you think that, especially in modern day Christianity, where we try to label everything, and we don't really think about the larger spiritual battle that we face, but there's an unseen world.
Yeah, definitely.
A demonic world. There's angels. There's demons. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And you see that unseen world coming to the surface so much in the ministry of Jesus?
It was so much more, I mean, literal back then. I mean, demon-possessed people, or Jesus was healing these demon-possessed people. I feel like, you know, it's just, like you said, it's more, I don't know, I feel like it's more unseen nowadays. It's more underlying.
I think for two reasons. I think number one, there's going to be an increased activity when the Son of God is physically on earth. So there's certainly right. that. But then I think the other side of it is, you know, today we dismiss the unseen world. That's just abracadabra. That's
fantasy.
Just fantasy. Right. That's not real. And of course, there's nothing the devil would want us to believe anymore exactly. than that it's not real, because that would be a major way by which for him to get victory in our lives, because we wouldn't even recognize the enemy that we're fighting. So you see that. And then what you alluded to at the beginning of today's podcast was verse 42. So when it was day, and the idea there, if you look at the parallel passage, is early, early, early in the morning. So back to your point, Hannah, Jesus was so tired, a long day of activity, well into the night helping people, and yet early in the morning, he gets up and departs into a private spot outside the city, maybe by a tree, maybe by the ocean side, maybe out in the middle of a field, but somewhere where he can get alone with God. That's an amazing thing. So verse 42, that people sought him, came unto him, stayed him, that he should not depart from them. They just wouldn't leave him alone. He's healing them. He's helping them. He's touching them. They're going out to where he is. And you find that throughout the ministry of Jesus. You find that Jesus is serving, and people love the physical miracles that they're seeing. They love what they're experiencing. And unfortunately, they're chasing Jesus for all the wrong reasons. They're looking for the temporary benefit. They're not looking for the message of salvation, which is the eternal benefit. Do you see that, Hannah?
No, definitely. Sorry, I'm having like a coughing fit over here.
I'm looking at Hannah, and she's like shaking her head, like, don't talk to me right now. I got something stuck in my throat.
Give me a second. I was trying to listen, but to be honest, it was a little hard when I was preoccupied. No, but definitely. And I don't know, one of my notes that I wrote down, that might be getting a little ahead, but Jesus's main focus was preaching the kingdom. And of course, miracles were a part of that, but that was not his main purpose. I mean, he came to earth to preach the kingdom.
As the passage concludes, you know, to your point, he said, yeah, Jesus could have spent his entire ministry doing nothing but helping people physically, and he never would have met all the needs. He never would have healed every sickness. There's just too many people, and he's confined to one region. His greater purpose was, I'm come to seek and to save that which is lost. So he moves into a preaching itinerant ministry in all the synagogues, in all the villages of Galilee. Why? Because Jesus' purpose was and is the gospel. And what a great template that is for you and me.
And Jesus is there's no better example than Jesus.
So even in our own lives, there's always going to be other people to help. There's always going to be other things to do, and they're good things. But let's make sure in our lives that we are gospel focused, and we don't allow even good things sometimes to become the enemy of the best things and the best focus for our life. And Jesus, of course, is a great example of that. Hey, thanks, my friends, for joining us today. Thank you, Hannah, for jumping back in. And we're looking forward to continuing on tomorrow with Hannah and our study of the book of Luke. We'll be in Luke chapter 5, if you want to get ahead of us. And looking forward to sharing some thoughts again tomorrow. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.